George, would you call this open space?
What's that?
What we just bought?
What we just did? Well, it will be in a natural state. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
Okay, I was just asking.
Very expensive open space.
Most of it is.
In that location, not in that.
But it won't have public access, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we don't have any public access right now.
We'll ask him to put his guy fence both sides, then he'll have
some hunting club. Some hunting club will rent it in the future.
Okay. Then we got income. Excuse me, Russell.
Go ahead. All about money with you, isn't it?
What are you waiting for?
Read your mind.
I have three items listed under my name for the agenda, and I'm going to present them as a package this morning. All three are directly related to each other. They're being brought to you this morning to address a proposal to construct regional improvements north of the town of Millville. You can see this highlighted area here, and I'll explain that a little bit more, but they all have to do with the same project that's being proposed. Basically, to give you just a little background, there was an original escrow agreement that we entered into with Natelli and Toll Brothers to do the design for regional infrastructure up in this North Millville area, and specifically included pipeline along Old Mill Road, which is County Road 349, and up Clubhouse Road, County Road 351, and up into the Rogers Haven area, and ultimately to serve White's Creek Landing, a new subdivision up in this area. And council approved that escrow agreement back in March of 2005. We came back with amendment number one to that, which was the construction administration amendment to allow the installation of this sewer line along County Road 349. So this regional infrastructure is actually being installed right at this point. What I'm coming back in today now is for what we're calling amendment number two to this process, and that is to install the remainder of this regional infrastructure that would allow the connection of this subdivision up here, but also would fulfill our regional needs in this area and ultimately obviously save the existing homeowners and existing property owners the cost of those facilities. And I have three agreements that I'm presenting this morning. First one is amendment number two, which amends the original escrow agreement to allow for the construction administration and inspection work to be performed. And that agreement is with Toll Brothers and Natelli Communities. The second item is an agreement with Whitman and Reckwart, which amends their original contract to allow them to do the construction administration and inspection of the work for the installation of these facilities. The cost of that particular contract is $299,992, and we have a check in hand for that, so if council approves this, that check will be deposited to the escrow account to pay all the costs associated with this, with the inspection work to be done there. And the third one is the Standard Ordinance 38 agreement, which I know you've already acted on two or three of those that Mr. Godwin presented this morning. And that actually is the obligates the developer to install that infrastructure, and it includes a bond for that work and those kind of things. And that would be construction amendment number 518. Just a note here that this particular work, our consultants have placed a value of about $2.5 to $3 million savings on this work for the people in the North Millville area. So it's a significant amount of construction costs. It includes two pumping stations which will serve these areas up here. It includes a gravity line that we can connect to serve adjacent roads and streets. And then it includes a force main that comes down to a major pipeline here at the bottom of Clubhouse Road that'll connect to the new pipe being built in County Road 349. So these are all pieces of the puzzles we're seeing coming together. And again, they're funded by the developers, provides them service on a time frame they're happy with, but it also gives us the benefit of saving the people in that district money. And the agreements have all been approved by the assistant county attorney, so that has been looked at. So is there any questions? No, I have a proposed motion. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council authorizes the President to execute Amendment Number 2 to the escrow agreement for MPS Number 2, Amendment Number 33 to the contract with Whitman, Reckhart & Associates, LLP for construction administration and resident project representation, and Agreement Number 518 with Toll Brothers, Inc. for County Project Number 81-04 as presented on May 2nd, 2006.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion just read by Mr. Archetts. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones, or Duke, or correction, Phillips?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Dukes?
Yes.
Motion passed. Next.
Okay, thank you.
Catching up here, Jones. Mr. Hinkle, airport consultant contract. Hey, we're within 5 minutes, Jones. We're getting caught up, buddy. Caught up now, buddy. We're caught up.
Good morning. Just one item, but I think it's a fairly significant item in our development of the airport. That's Amendment 19 to our consultant contract with Delta Airport Consultants. We originally proposed a 3,500-foot Crossman runway to rehabilitate runway 1028 into our Crossman runway. The cost of that was over $7 million, and the FAA kind of choked on that and asked us to scale it back. So what Delta has done is scaled the runway back to a 3,070-foot runway and reduced the weight bearing of the runway to get the cost down to where now the FAA is happy with us moving forward. The FAA... Oh, I'm getting to that. The FAA has set aside $550,000 for a grant for us in 2006 money. However, to even apply for that grant, we have to bid the project out and give them a cost for it. So what this amendment does is gets us to that point to where we can bid the project and apply for the grant that's there waiting for us. The total cost of this is $64,996. And what that'll do is Delta will repackage the design into what's acceptable to the FAA and then all their bidding services and construction management services. But what this will allow us to do in phase one is demolish the runway that's there and get us ready to move into phase two, which is actual construction. So this is only for the demolition part. This is not the actual demolition. This is just the Delta portion of that.
64,000 is what you're saying.
Right.
But they designed it, shortened it, made it.
Right. They have to. Part of this is the redesign, paying for the redesign of the runway.
Even though we build it for bigger planes, now we got to do it for little planes, is what you're saying?
No, we're always going to put this in. It's always going to be the back runway.
Well, I know that's going to be where it is, but for demolition and all that, and it's lighter and all that kind of stuff, shorter, and then it's going to certainly impact what we're going to do, the bottom line, right?
Right. Eventually, this will be the 3,500-foot
runway,
more weight-bearing capacity. For right now, this is service. Sorry?
We got to piecemeal it, is what you're telling me, basically?
Well, to get the FAA to pay for it right now, yeah, we do.
I understand.
And this will allow us to move into the Runway 4 extension work and some of the other projects that kind of hinge on us having a Crosswind runway.
So all the design's being done for everything now. And then basically, this 64,000
miles for this runway.
500 some thousand bucks is what you.
Right. It also includes the bidding process and the construction inspection into 64,000. So it's not just for the redesign.
Part of the master plan.
Right. It doesn't include the contract that's going to come in and
That 64, are the county just paying 5%?
Well, for right now, we're paying all of it because of we can't apply for the grant. Once we get the grant, we'll be reimbursed the 95%.
So
it's about $1,260 or so that we'll end up paying for out of this.
Get a motion.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves Amendment Number 19 to the engineering agreement between Sussex County and Delta Airport Consultants, Inc. to rehabilitate Crossman Runway 1028, construct phase one, repackage design, bidding and construction phase services for the Sussex County Airport, which increases the original contract amount by $64,996, pending approval from the county finance director, DLDOT, and or the FAA.
Gentlemen.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the $64,996 as read. But Mr. Hinkle, questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote as yes.
Thanks, Jim.
I guess we got a recess now, Jones. It's not 11:50 yet. We're a little ahead of the game here, buddy. Grant request, Mr. Godwin. he left.
You're 11:50.
You got pinch hit, buddy. Come on.
I've got him.
Well, good. Let's do additional business. And,
Baker's got him.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, we have.
We'll save you, Dan.
We have four requests on the agenda. First, Laurel Wesleyan Church is hosting the JC Block Party in Laurel on May 21st. And that is for families to learn more about the various types of civic organizations that are there and that can help them. And they didn't request a particular amount.
500 for Mr. Jones or Phillips and 500 Mr. Dukes.
Second.
No, motion by Mr. Phillips, second by
second.
Mr. Dukes to appropriate 500 each for Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips, Councilman Grant, funding for a block party for anyone in the entire county wants to attend. Questions?
You want it?
No.
Mr. Cole.
You guys spent a lot on that block party. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Cole votes yes. Mr. Phillips.
Since I have no money.
Mr. Jones. Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I vote yes. Mr. Jones didn't vote. Number two.
Can't get any money.
The next is Town of Selbyville. They are working on a new ball field. And they want to get the field playable with infield dirt and possibly some benches for the players.
Come on, Selbyville.
Last year, $300 was, or in January of 2004, $300 was given from Mr. Phillips' account.
Okay. I was seeing this as more along the community
youth
improvement
activity
account. Do I have any money left in that for this fiscal year?
Yes. You have sufficient funds available.
There you go.
$5,000.
Second.
Okay. From community reinvestment account from Mr. Phillips, Town of Selbyville. Ball field improvements, $5,000 from his account. Questions, Mr. Cole?
I don't have any questions, but I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes. Number three.
The next is Woodbridge Elementary School. The third grade teachers will be hosting a picnic at the end of the school year for all the students in the third grade, and they're requesting $200 towards the cost of the picnic.
I might
second.
Not vote for this one.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Kramer. Who was that for? Who was that?
Oh. Dad, you want to be invited?
No. Motion, Mr. Phillips. Hey, second, Mr. Jones.
Dan's gone down to. Dan, go to the block party. They're spending $1,000 there. It'll be better food. There'll be better food.
Woodbridge Elementary School, $200 for their picnic expenses. Motion was by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones. Did you get that, Robin? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes. Number four.
And then the next is the Sussex District Boy Scouts of America are requesting funding for the, as part of the Sussex District Family Friends of Scouting campaign. Mr. Jones has contributed this fiscal year money towards the Boy Scouts in his community improvement fund.
I did that through the community grant money. That also, is that considered a different, I mean, or is I also will put, they've given me a letter that I'm going to submit it.
Just give them some money.
It could
George,
be
I gave you money, you didn't even thank me. Now, give me a break now.
Day's not over yet. I was just seeing how the rest of the day went.
It could be applied to the 07 budget if you want.
Yeah, that's, well, that's, you know, I was going to do the same thing.
You out of money?
Mr. Kramer's
no,
not
no,
making
no, I'm
way
not out of money. I mean, if they, I was just asking
but
if this
you
is
you do
same
realize thing. It's not your no. money. It's the taxpayers' money. You do realize that.
George, you're not going to get a dime again here, buddy. If you
okay, what are you doing? You're already done with that one? Okay.
Introduction
of proposed ordinances.
Wait a minute. We're still talking about this.
We don't have any. Time's
up. Yeah, I think it is the same. It looks like the same.
It looks like the same type of thing.
What you get. Yeah. So we,
okay. Well, that was probably
with
the
07 budget.
Okay. We'll not act on number four. Introduction of proposed ordinances.
There are none.
Okay. Mr. Kramer's report. Any additional business brought forth, council?
And how we should
list it.
Could you
apply for administrator?
Yeah, could you do that?
Yeah.
The Kramer report.
Robin, could you put that on the agenda from
now on? You can take a
little Kramer
please.
Report?
Go ahead.
My name is Dan Kramer. I got at least three items to talk about.
Yeah, motion? Oh, go ahead.
First.
you stopped him cold.
Please. You know what? I got all day and all night and all day tomorrow. It don't matter to me.
Please go ahead.
And I'm going to take it if you guys ain't careful.
Go.
Now, I got a question on this Wellhead Protection Committee. I would like to have a clarification just exactly what we're supposed to do. The other day at the meeting, I was told, oh, by the way, the committee itself is not supposed to meet other than with the consultant. Well, how much money are we paying this consultant, number one?
20.
Huh?
25,000?
24, something like
24,
that.
24.
So we're supposed to meet with him three times.
Not to exceed.
Not to exceed three times. Well, there's no way in this world this committee is going to put this job together in any three meetings. Top of that, I was told, oh, this is not going to be an ordinance. Well, wait a minute. What are we doing there if we're not supposed to be putting this together for you guys to have an ordinance?
That's why they put you on there, just to quiet you down.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
Hoping you'd get serious
about it. Now, where do we go from here?
I understand that committee members are not cooperating.
They only have one.
Well, then we need a chief out there to figure out what's going on.
Did you elect a chairman?
That's you.
How?
Huh?
No.
It's you.
You want me to be
no,
the chief?
No chairman, right?
I understand you're not being cooperative. They were surprised.
You're not cooperative in what? Because I tell them like it is?
They said you were not the most personable person they met.
Well, I got news for them.
That's why I put you on there.
It's
who
like
put
it's
you
here.
On there?
I don't give a diddly squat what they think of me because I got news for you. There's a specific law we have to follow, whether they like that or not. And I'll tell you what, I don't plan on us blowing a lot of money on this issue, and I sure as crap don't plan on it being stronger what the state law requires, because I'm not out there to take somebody's land and make it harder for the guy to sell his land. That's for sure.
I
need a direction on who's going to do what where.
I think what we said, Mr. Kramer, and I've had discussion with you this week, was that we appointed a committee. Each person put two people on there, which we did. We were going to ask the committee to meet with the consultant, and the consultant was going to lay out the scope of the work, the ground they had to do. And then if you wanted the consultant to leave, he could leave, and then the committee would discuss it, and then they would meet again with the consultant. But somebody, has to draft an ordinance. So I sort of agree with you. Somebody on the committee needs to be sort of a chairman or something to sort of head it up. You just, all 10 of you sit there and look at each other, and nobody says, well, it's not my fault. Are you the chairman of the committee?
No, sir.
No.
And, okay, but I mean, we do need a chairman of the committee, and we need to try to...
I thought that was what this last meeting was supposed to have been...
I wasn't there. So anyhow.
I know, but I think that was what the original intent was for that meeting,
okay.
To have a committee and determine who was going to be chairman or what. Well, that didn't occur.
Well,
we have the other guy come in. If the consultant comes in again and we still don't have it, what are we doing there?
Well, I think that we do. Maybe this will cause it to happen. I mean, if I'm wrong, the council needs to correct me.
Is there any leadership amongst the committee members?
Well, first of all, I'll put it this way to you. Got to remember one thing. There ain't nobody there, in my opinion, that has a diddly squat notion on what this is all about. None of them realizes the law. They don't realize certain things. They don't realize what damages. Oh, yeah, we know that you can't. We don't want this, but then again, they truly don't have no foggiest idea what's going on.
Well,
you're talking about the committee members.
Committee members, right.
Right.
Okay. Mr. Stickles, am I wrong? I thought this was only pertaining to public wells. Does it pertain to municipal wells and so forth, or does it pertain to anybody that has a public building?
It pertains to all wells.
All wells.
But only, all wells. We're not, we don't make the regulations for the town. We only make it for the county.
May I say something?
Sure.
How many people are on this committee?
Ten.
My suggestion would be, if there's an issue regarding leadership of the committee, that that be something that council resolve, not in a public session, but through discussions with the committee. For instance, a committee chair could be appointed to get the thing moving. It sort of puts you in a little bit of a difficult position when you're coming in and
I understand
making
that.
A statement that could be interpreted as a criticism about the other nine members.
So, take it any way you want.
So maybe you should sort of just say we got a leadership problem and stop it.
I know Mrs. Granke would love to be the captain of the
team. Well, I think that's what Mr. Kramer's saying. Nobody says feel like they need to stand up and say, I'm going to chair this committee. I mean, they need to be instructed by somebody.
Nobody's going
to. Okay, let's have some comments.
Nobody's got to be appointed.
Right, let's somebody needs to be the one.
Or they
Mr. Godwin, come forward and give us a comment.
I will speak with Mr. Godwin the next meeting.
Let him talk.
Come on.
But we got till June the 9th or so till the next meeting. In the meantime, everybody's sitting twiddling their thumbs and not knowing what's going on insofar.
You don't want any regulations anyway, so isn't that good?
Well, I'll put it this way. If I had my choice, the regulations wouldn't be there. But being it's mandatory, I'll be dog-skinned if I want to make so strong nobody can do anything.
Did they give you a copy of...
We got the copies of the laws and the whole, basically, the whole kit. But you got... There's certain things you have to do, certain things you can't do. It's just like with you guys. When you
think there's anyone on the committee that truly wants to see an ordinance?
Oh, yeah, one.
Let's hear right. Mr.
And that's what the whole thing. There's no one on. Never mind.
But you got to remember something. It's not whether we want it. It's whether the state law requires it.
The state law requires it, and there's probably nine members on there that really don't want to see the thing come to conclusion.
But it had that's the whole
right
thing in a nutshell. Because I got news for you. If you got no way to get it to a conclusion, then why are we out there and even saying anything? I was under the impression we're supposed to put this on black and white, present it to the character. He's supposed to bring it back to us, and we're supposed to agree to it, and then bring it to you guys. He brings it to you.
Yeah, right. Mr. Godfrey.
Right?
Let him talk.
Mr. Council President and Council Members, I can sympathize with Mr. Kramer to some degree. There was some confusion at the first meeting, and as you read in the paper, my comments were the meeting could have been more productive. I think that that's the reason why the very next morning I made a phone call to Vince Robertson and to Nick DePasquale, and the three of us are going to sit down and put together a format in the next week or so that 2 weeks before the June 9th meeting, all the members are going to have a package mailed to them, and it will explain our marching orders and what our mission is. So that everyone will understand what we're trying to accomplish, both from a state level and a county level, as to why this law requires us to do these things. And do them now. And then as far as the committee choosing a chairperson, if they'd like to do that, that'll be up to them as far as I'm concerned. What I'm trying to do is make sure the committee gets an education on why we're doing this, what their role is in the whole grand procedure, and then get them started on their mission. Also, Mr. DePasquale agreed with me that we need to help the committee focus more clearly on the science involved in our mission. Because it truly is an environmental science that these ordinary willing to participate volunteers are involved in. So we want to try to make it easy for them to see clearly what they need to do and get some recommendations to you and try to get it done in three or four meetings. So I'm aware.
Funny part of this, I know where we need to head to, but the rest of them don't.
Right.
Because,
and this package, you're going to get a package in a couple of weeks that'll make it very clear from a legal and a scientific standpoint as to why we're doing this.
I understand that.
All right.
Well, I'll ask you the questions right there at the next meeting. You know where I'm coming from.
Okay, next item, number two.
All right, the next.
Number two.
Well, maybe if you could just sit down with Sam Wilson for a couple hours and explain it to him.
He's on there, too?
Yes, he's on there, too.
Number two.
And I will tell you. Dogs, skin it, I ain't got it with me, but I'll paraphrase.
Well,
a couple of weeks ago,
can't get it straight.
It would be very easy to straighten it up.
Go ahead, number two.
A couple of months ago, I asked a question on about when you sell a house about taxes. And I got all kinds of heat from it. Then there was a letter. And in the letter it says, oh, because of court case. Show me the court case. Where's the court case? I've been hearing this for years. Show me the court case that says it can't be done.
Okay, I thought I simplified that for you. We're not going to do it. It doesn't matter. We're not changing our assessments because you want it that way.
It's not the point.
Does that simplify it?
Just show me the court case.
We're not going to.
Show me the court case.
I'm not going to. I'm not taking the time. We're not doing it.
Fine. I'll put it in writing.
Still not doing it.
Oh, yes, you are.
It's not a freedom of information.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is not.
Because if I ask you a question, it is.
No, it is not.
And by the way,
it's not a freedom of information inquiry.
Going to the dogs. This county is going to the dogs in a heartbeat.
We'll have number three.
No, we're not. You heard that this morning also. You heard that this morning also. No one introduced that ordinance. We're not going to the dogs.
It's like this. It's already been the dogs. You guys are the bunch of dogs up here right now.
You're not done yet.
By listening
to
you.
Wait a minute. You
get three items.
By giving you your time and what we are.
Three items. Three items.
Dogs, house.
It's not a freedom of information inquiry that we're asking for.
Or dog.
Thank you.
You want it? You want
to number three.
You don't want to bet on that.
Let's go to number three.
All right. Yeah, make a motion.
Land. I agree with what Cole said. There was an agreement made not to buy a dumb, stupid farmer's land, not the whole works, as a land preservation. A farmer, they ain't got no brains to get out of weather to start with, and that was an agreement not to buy land preservation originally. Thank you.
Was it good? Thank you, Dan.
Oh, sure.
I agree with you on that one.
I agree.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
No.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Next
I'm sorry, I'll withdraw that.
Are we going to have an executive session next week?
At 4 p.m. Yes.
What are we buying more?
I make a motion we have an executive session
to discuss
4
personnel.
P.m. next Tuesday to discuss night
meeting.
Personnel.
Night meeting.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do 4:30. What are we going to do?
4 o'clock.
Is that too late?
You better give yourself enough time. You go in
and set.
That's an hour and a half. 2 hours and a half?
It's not much. Well, we can go over it. All right, okay. We'll try that night.
Let's call in.
4 o'clock. We'll probably have to do it, have more than one, but.
Yep.
It'll start.
Okay.
So you will go into session at 4 and recess
like
to
today.
Go into executive session. So
I'll change early. That we go in. That council starts at 4 o'clock for the purpose of executive session
we got a lot of stuff
to discuss there. Personnel.
Second.
Is that correct wording?
Right.
Motion, Mr. Duke. Second, Mr. Phillips. Put it on executive section next week at 4 p.m. We convene for personnel reasons. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yeah, I'll be there. Sure.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
I voted Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I voted yes. Record show, Mr. Jones didn't vote. Motion passed. Next.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Introduction ordinances.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Dukes, to adjourn at noontime. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Cut that thing off, Robin, quick.